The Netherlands is not facing the sort of economic mess that Portugal is dealing with, but the people of one Dutch city recently dealt with a physical mess. The cleaning crew at a train station went on strike, and that gave researchers an opportunity to conduct a novel experiment. Siegwert Lindenberg is a cognitive sociologist at Tilburg University and the University of Groningen in the Netherlands. He says a strike at the railway station in Utrecht lasted several days and created considerable disarray.
There were chewed up pizzas, there was McDonald's boxes, there were all sorts of papers lying there. It was really a big mess that people were actually wading in trash.
Lindenberg is interested in how the physical environment shapes human thoughts and behaviors. For instance, how blighted urban surroundings promote crime. And he wondered, could a disorderly environment bring out discriminatory attitudes? So he and his team surveyed passengers at the Utrecht train station when it was a mess, and they repeated the survey after the strike when the station was clean and orderly. The passengers, all of them white, filled out a questionnaire about their views on three groups of people: Muslims, homosexuals, and the Dutch. The results of that study are published today in the journal Science. From his office in Tilburg, Lindenberg told me what he found.
In the messy condition, people stereotyped a lot more, and they actually sat down much further from a person that was already sitting there when it was a different race. So we put in a black person, and they sat considerably further away from that person in the situation of disorder than in an orderly condition. And so we saw that actually the disorder condition made them actively discriminate more against other minorities.
But the surroundings, I mean, let's take this train station in Utrecht, are clearly not creating the stereotypes. They're just seemingly making up.
The surroundings only activate existing stereotypes.
So this is happening in a very abstract, subconscious way, right?
This is below the consciousness. What is happening is that the disorder creates a heightened need for order. Dealing with a heightened need for order is to think more in terms of simple categories, of black and white categories.
So would you go so far as to argue, then, that cleaning up cities and towns can help us do away with negative stereotypes altogether?
Not to get rid of stereotypes, but we would stick our neck out in saying that cleaning up is important to prevent people actually acting on stereotypes and prejudice against other people. They may have those stereotypes, but whether they act on them is a different matter, and it would be basically penny wise and pound foolish to not to clean up. The expense for cleaning up will be actually a lot lower than the trouble you have in society by people acting on stereotypes.
Well, Dr. Lindenberg, we'll leave it there for now. Our listeners will have a chance to continue this conversation online, and you will be taking their questions in our online science forum through next week. Professor Siegwert Lindenberg, a cognitive sociologist at Tilburg University and the University of Groningen in the Netherlands. Thanks very much for your time indeed.
Thank you very much for talking. Bye-bye.
To join the conversation with Professor Lindenberg, just go to our science website, theworld.org/science.